that the guys just really performed well. Two great pitching games by Jack and Latham, and the bats were great. And then when we didn't have the big timely hits, we had small ball by Hunter Kahn, who had a great bunt for us last year against Homer in our loser out game. So just it was a great tournament. It's a good team, fun kids to travel with. There's this nucleus of kids that play basketball and baseball together that have had an incredible year this year between the two sports, and you can tell the camaraderie and the family-like atmosphere that they have. So it was a fun time up there.
Yeah, that Kodiak game, 5-4 win. Did it come down to the wire?
Yeah, it did. They had the winning run at the plate. A guy who hit a home run in the first inning off Latham. Latham's pitch count was going to be his last batter. It was the final out was his 120th pitch, which is the maximum threshold for pitchers by NFHS rules. So we were going to have to make a change, and he coaxed the pop up to shortstop and Gage Masson, who's freshman playing in Latham's spot, just centered it. It was a towering pop up and just got underneath it, and Latham started walking. Actually, it's funny on the video, Latham just started walking off the field, and Gage caught it, and the guys kind of went nuts. It was pretty fun to watch. Hopefully people can see the video of it. It's pretty fun to see them celebrate something that, you know, we may never be in that position again. You just never know. And that's a special moment for anybody that's ever played sports. That's a special moment when you qualify for the best game, the most important game of the tournament. So, and obviously winning it would even be more special, but that's a special moment qualifying.
Yeah, I mean, you get to hang a banner in the gym for runner-up status, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, Friday night was a sleepless night for me. I was the guy slept really good, according to what they've told me. But Friday night was a sleepless night. I was very nostalgic. In 2006, Matt Briner and I started the program. Joe Aliberti was the head coach. I was his assistant coach. Andy Mazzella was assistant coach, and I was assistant coach for 2 years and then took over the program in 2008. And I spent a lot of time thinking about all those kids that came through the program and have had success in basketball and wrestling and other sports like that, cross country, and just how, you know, they took a lot of lumps and never got a chance to be on a big stage like that. Just because of the way that the baseball was structured. So for me, it was kind of a trip down memory lane, just thinking of all those guys and just all of the years of trying to keep the program together through lean years. And then we'd have big seasons, big teams. And, you know, all those guys that came before this group of kids here that kept the program going for a number of years, losing the COVID season. We had, the Thomas Durkin and Braden Larson and Sawyer Briner and Peter Kowalski, who didn't get to have a senior season because of COVID, and we're a good team. And, you know, for me, that was a special moment, just getting to think about all of the history of the program. I've been the head coach for 15 years and, with, you know, the program 17 years old. So it was a special moment for us. And like I said, you don't know whether you'll ever get back to that stage.
A couple of seniors this year winding up their career.
Yeah, Latham, of course, all tournament this year, all conference this year for us, and then made the All-State tournament team, got a win at state, had a great tournament, hit 666 at the state tournament for us, and very deserving of the honors, is kind of, you know, that leader, not an emotional leader, but just a steady rock throughout the season for us. It just guides the kids, really the younger kids particularly, really well. Ryland Smith anchored left field for us for most of the season, didn't get to go to state due to just some family things. And so, yeah, we'll be replacing one person from the tournament squad, one senior from the tournament squad this year, as we go into next year. So, but big shoes nonetheless. We're going to have to replace his pitching, which is probably, you know, that's going to be challenging for us. So we'll start thinking about that in the fall.